Lift your hands to the Lord and just thank Him. Hallelujah. Just give Him praise for His goodness. Hallelujah. The Lord is good. Lord, we love You. We thank You. We give You all the glory. Thank You for this wonderful new year. We got a good start. Amen. And it's going to keep getting better. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Thank You, Jesus. Bless all hearts here this morning and work great miracles for us by the word of the Lord. In Jesus' name. Amen. Put your hands together for the Lord Jesus. Hallelujah. Come on, we can do better than that. Let's put our hands together for the Lord Jesus. Amen. Praise the Lord. You may be seated. A short message this morning, but the Lord is going to use it to give you an impetus for 2017. Amen. Amen. Today, I will read from Isaiah 62, and I will tell you in a minute what the title of my message will be. But for just a few minutes, I want you to concentrate on the Lord, because you're going to get something that's going to bless your heart. Amen. So today, the title of my message is going to be, I'm going to use two Hebrew words. You may not know what they mean yet, but I will explain it. I found in this text, Hephzibah and Beulah. That's going to be what I'm going to be preaching on this morning. Hephzibah and Beulah. Now I'm going to start in Isaiah chapter 62 and verse 1. For Zion's sake will I not hold my peace. And for Jerusalem's sake, I will not rest until the righteousness thereof go forth as brightness, and the salvation thereof as a lamp that burneth. Amen. And the Gentiles shall see thy righteousness, and all the kings thy glory, and thou shalt be called by a new name, which the mouth of the Lord shall name. Now, verse 3. This is where we're going. Thou shalt be also a crown of glory in the hand of the Lord. Can you say amen?
Amen.
And a royal diadem in the hand of thy God. That means, you know, you're going to be something so precious in God's hands. If you believe that, you can say amen for yourself. Amen.
Amen.
That's going to be in 2017. What I'm declaring to you now, you know, I held back the last night. The Lord said, declare it this morning. And I'm declaring to you now. Thou shalt no more be termed forsaken. Neither shall thy land be termed any more desolate. All your life. Hallelujah. But thou shalt be called Hephzibah and Beulah. For the Lord delighted in thee, and thy land shall be married, or you will be married, or whatever it is that has held you back is going to break forth. Hallelujah. Now, let me tell you something again. Hephzibah and Beulah, you'll find the meaning as we read the next verse. For as a young man marrieth a virgin, so shall thy sons marry thee. And as the bridegroom rejoiceth over the bride, so shall the Lord thy God rejoice over thee. Amen. Now, Hephzibah actually means, my delight is in her, which means the Lord delights in you. Amen. And Beulah means, your land shall be married, or married. Hallelujah. But what it means is this. It's not just about marriage. It's not just about land. It's not about this. It's like, look, the word of God is eternal. It has many facets of applications. All you have to do is believe the word of God. I've seen people in the scriptures quote something. I saw Peter on the day of Pentecost quoting something that Joel said, you know, but we know they were not in the last days. We are in the last days. But he quoted it, you know, because he saw it. And it applies. You know, you believe the word of God and it applies. Amen.
Amen.
Now, here's what he's going to do for you. You know, let's read some of it, starting from verse 8. The Lord has sworn by his right hand and by the arm of his strength. Now listen to this. Surely I will no more give thy corn to be meat for thy enemies. Hallelujah! In 2017, you will not labor and put it in a bag of holes. You know, what you labor is going to be a blessing for you. You will not be laboring and somebody else reaping it. No, it's not going to happen. If it was happening before, it will no longer happen this year. Amen. The Lord said, I will no more give thy meat to be corn for thy enemies. And the sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. Hallelujah. Some of you are on the job, you are laboring and so forth, but you know, they give it to somebody else because of politics or whatever. The sons of the stranger shall not drink thy wine, for the which thou hast labored. Hallelujah. That's right. Now, here are some declarations we are making this year, and it's going to happen. Now, listen to this also. But they that have gathered it shall also eat it, and they shall praise the Lord. And they that have brought it together shall also drink it in the courts of my holiness, saith the Lord. Amen. And that also goes for the ministry. That also means that, look, you can't do all this work and labor and so forth and enforce aside. Not in 2017. Amen. Praise the Lord. And I believe by God's grace, next week, you want to hear what the Lord is going to say. Something you don't want to miss. Now, but today, go through the gates. Prepare ye the way of the people, as we are doing right now. Cast off the highway, gather out the stones, and lift up a standard for the people. How many of you can say amen?
Amen.
There's a standard for 2017, and you will hear about that standard next week by the grace of God. There is a standard that God is raising for 2017 for all of our lives. Yesterday we already heard part of it. God is going to build us up. He's going to lift us up. This is the year for it, folks. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Now, behold, the Lord hath proclaimed unto the end of the world. Say ye to the daughter of Zion. Well, say ye to the people of GMI Church. Behold, thy salvation cometh in 2017. The Lord is coming, and his reward is with him, and his work is before him. There's a work that the Lord has ordained, and by the grace of God, we will accomplish it in 2017. Amen. Now, and this is what they are going to call you. And they shall call them the holy people. Can you say amen?
Amen.
They shall call them the redeemed of the Lord.
Amen.
Thou shalt even be called sought out. That's right. You know, you say, well, you know, yeah, sought out. That's right. Sought out a city, not just city. Look, whatever it is, if you are, you know, if you are in business and so forth like that, you are a consultant, you are in business and so on, you will be sought out. If you are in any kind of thing, you will be sought out. You know, if you are, you know, to be married, you will be sought out. Can you say amen? Whatever it is, you will be sought out. And if you are GMI Church, praise the Lord, you will also be sought out. Amen.
Amen.
People will say, where is that place? Yes. Blessed be the name of the Lord. Hallelujah. Now we are believing God for all these things to come to pass in our lives. Blessed be the name of the Lord Jesus. And let me give us some specific things that the Lord is going to do. And I've been putting myself to prayer. You know, and I believe that through prayer, God can accomplish anything. Especially when you have faith. Amen. I heard a testimony of a sister that spoke about, you know, her sibling that they said couldn't be pregnant and all that. You know, I have seen God do so many things like that. I'm going to just give some random examples here of things that God can do. Hallelujah. Amen. So that you can believe God even more. That some of these testimonies that I will cite today are on our website, dating back as far as 2008 and also more recently, just within the last 3 weeks. Yes, we did receive a testimony within the last 3 weeks, and we pasted it on our website. In fact, the couple, they were here at GMI Church, but they didn't have a chance to give their testimony. I introduced them. You know, they came from Nigeria. They were here, and they brought their baby. They just had a baby, and they brought, I mean, how many of you remember that? They came, and they brought their baby, and so forth like that. And they were staying with us, and all of that. The testimony is on the website. And I'm going to just give a couple of these testimonies back to back so that you'll see what the Lord can do. And the power of prayer. See, never worry about how God's going to do it. You know, when we speak the word, He watches over it. Amen. The first one I'll give you is 2008. We went to Tanzania for an international crusade. And when I landed at the airport, the hosting pastor and his wife, they took me to the hotel where I would be staying. And as we put the bags down, you know, the Holy Ghost said, ask her if she has any children. I've never met them before. I'd never even known them. We just emailed with the pastor. Never spoken to the wife, never emailed her or anything. And as soon as I asked that question, the both of them started to cry. I was puzzled a little bit. What are you crying about? It's a simple question. And the wife was crying more uncontrollably than the husband. But they were both crying. After a while, I gave them a few minutes, they finished. And I said, brother, what was that all about? And he said, well, for 8 years, we've been married. And we've been trying everything. Yeah, cut a long story short, they tried all kinds of things, but it didn't work. And so when I asked that question, they started crying. The first question I asked just came out of my mouth, the Holy Ghost said. And I said, well, we are here for a miracle crusade, aren't we? They said, amen. I said, well, yours will be the first miracle. Amen. And I said, 9 months from today, she will embrace a child. Praise the Lord. So they looked at me, you know, somehow. They said, amen. You know, I said, don't worry about it. You know, and I just prayed. I said, Lord, help them to believe your word. Because the word is done. It's done. I didn't even make any long prayer about it. Because Holy Ghost brought it, and it was just like that. You know, so, you know, we finished all the crusade. I left, you know. And then a year goes by. Then I remember. I said, that pastor and so forth. What happened? So I write him an email, and I said, you know, Pastor Raymond, I remember when I came, you know, we declared that your wife, we have the baby. Where's the picture of the baby or whatever? You know. And he wrote back and said, I said, I apologize that, you know, at that time, the baby, Kayla, and her photo is on our website, was already 3 months old. Hallelujah. Exactly to 9 months, she had that baby. Praise ye the name of the Lord. Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. The couple that came here last 3 weeks ago, you know, it wasn't their first child. They actually had, were married, you know, several years back. They had one child, and they had developed, the lady developed problems similar to the one that Sister Chioma mentioned. And they were struggling to have another baby. They tried everything, and it couldn't happen. And I went, you know, I visited Nigeria the last couple of times I went. This was August of the previous year, not August of this year. Not August of 2016, August of 2015 or whatever. So while I was ministering in that church, I called the prayer line various things. And one of the things I called is some of you struggling to have babies, come on now, let's believe the Lord together. And this couple came. I didn't know their story because I knew they had a child. You know, and in fact, they used to help us out when we would go to Nigeria. They'd come pick me from the airport and so forth. So, you know, I knew they had a child. I was wondering, you know, so, but the child was like 6 years old or whatever. So anyway, they came. We had prayer. And doctors had given everything. She had fibroids. She had this. She had that. They tried, they said they were going to do this and that. They refused every one of those. And they just believed the prayer. Hallelujah. A few months go by, you know, all kinds of things, you know. Not only was she healed of the, they also said she had ovarian cyst. Not only was she healed of that through prayer and the power of God, you know, she received power to conceive. Amen. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. And they got the child. In fact, they came to have the baby here in Texas, you know, and then they told me, and so forth. I said, wow, you know, come on down, you know. So we brought them down to Arizona, and they came here to fellowship with us. And then she wrote this testimony, and she gave us permission to put it on our website, the testimony I just recounted to you. So I put it, I abbreviated a little bit, but, you know, it's on our website. Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Now, one thing that I know, and I've been seeking the Lord about this, in 2017, when I pray for anybody over anything, praise the Lord, you know, look, it's very simple. You know, when I pray for anything and I believe the Lord for anything with anybody in 2017, it shall be done. Amen. I'm declaring it right now. Praise the Lord. Because we've seen God do that. You know, so you believe in God starting from today. I'm going to believe God with some of you. Starting from today, just believe the Lord. Praise the Lord. There have been so many situations like that, so many instances. One just came to mind now. I wasn't even thinking of any of this. I didn't plan to give any of these testimonies. It was just testimony of Sister Chioma that triggered this in my mind. But one other testimony I'll give, one time I visited Nigeria. You know, my wife is testimony to this. And I went to one of the Brethren Fellowships. And I just ministered. And after calling a prayer line, I called one line here. And I said, well, healing over here. And I said, well, everybody else that needs something that's not healing over here, business, whatever. So this young man, he comes to the other line that's not the healing line. And I said, so when he came, he turned to pray for him. I prayed for him. He was over his business. And he said, you know, I heard the testimony later, actually. I didn't hear it directly that day. But the testimony was, he was in the business of selling cars and various things and so on. And he hadn't sold anything for months. He didn't sell anything, you know. And then, you know, I prayed for him that prayer line that just one time, you know, and I declared some things to him. I can't remember what I said to that particular person, you know, but my wife comes, you know, to join me in Abuja a week later, and then she goes to Lagos and I left. And the brother gave her this testimony. I heard about it later. In 1 week, he sold over a dozen cars. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. That he hadn't even sold anything for months. Praise the Lord. And he wanted to give an offering and so on. Yeah, I said, well, God does all these things freely. Bible says, freely you have received. Freely give. We don't charge anything when God does a miracle. You know, amen. Praise the Lord. Now I want to tell you this. Back to our message today. I want to tell you that for 2017, it is like a turnaround. Amen. Praise the Lord. You know, the thing that the enemy has been eating from you, you've been stagnant. You're not getting promotion. You know what? Promotion doesn't come from here or there or wherever. It comes from the Lord. Amen. But the enemy has been stealing it from you. And every time you get this close, it's like you get this close, then you miss it. Well, that's the enemy. Amen. God has given us abundant life. And God wants us to excel. God, you know, everything that God does is running over. Like I said last night. It's not, God doesn't just do just enough. God does more, exceeding abundantly, beyond what you can ask or think. So in 2017, there's going to be exceeding. There's going to be, if you believe it, you can say amen. There's going to be exceeding. There's going to be abundantly, and there's going to be above anything you can ask or even think. See, all you have to do, remember, the brain is an incredible, you know, I mean, you can put together massive numbers of computers and they can't even match the brain. If you can think it, God can surpass it. Hallelujah! All you have to do is think it. The Bible says, what things soever you desire. Amen. Now, some people are too humble. They don't want to desire anything. Well, that's yours, you know. But what things soever you desire. according to, as long as it's according to the will of God, amen. You can't be desiring something. You can't be praying that Jesus should not come. That's not going to happen. Praise the Lord. Amen. So, but what things soever you desire, when you pray, you just have to believe. You don't need to see it right then, but at the time that you pray, believe. Because faith is now. And then when you believe now, it will come to pass later. That's how it works. And it works every single time, folks. It works every single time. Now, the timing of the one prayer and the miracle that God gave you in one circumstance may be different than how long it takes in the other, but it will come to pass. Stand in the point of faith. Even if it takes long, do not move from your point of faith, because God will come. Amen. But Jesus said, when I do finally come to answer your prayer, shall I find faith? Shall I find you still standing in the point of faith? Well, that's the problem. People believe God for things for so long. And just when it's right around the corner, they give up. Because the enemy has all kinds of discouraging tools. But 2017, amen? We're going to believe God for everything that God wants us to have. How many of you can say praise the Lord? Now, you can apply this message to any part of your life. Any and every part. You know, I've just spoken randomly about some things. You know, matter what it is. Let me point out a few things again. You know, your corn will no longer be meat for your enemies. And the thing for which you have labored, you know, the stranger is not going to drink it anymore. You have gathered it, and you will eat it. Praise the name of the Lord. And for a man to do good and enjoy, you know, the fruit of all his labor, it is the gift of God. And all good things and perfect gifts come from above. So if you are laboring and you are not enjoying, now some people are in business, they are working so hard, but they can't enjoy the business. You know, they're praying, the business you boom, the business is booming, but they are not enjoying it because they are stressed out. Well, the gift of God for you in 2017 is that you will not be stressed out. You will enjoy the good of all your labor. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will give you the increase. And he'll give you the wisdom to apportion the labor to others, and you will just enjoy. Hallelujah! Give the Lord a hand clap. Hallelujah! Praise the Lord. In 2017, God will do something new. And here's what he said. Look, forget, you know, what's behind. I will do a new thing. Amen. You know, sometimes we need to remember what's behind only to thank God for it. You know, but not because, you know, worrying about, no. God will do a new thing. I want you to look for the new thing in 2017. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. And I am believing that, you know, I will be rejoicing. Hallelujah. And people will be rejoicing with me throughout this 2017. Amen. Because the Lord said, this year, I'm going to close with this before I call for some special prayers. Here's what the Lord said for you this year, as you go into this year. Praise ye the name of the Lord. For ye shall go out with joy. Isaiah 55 and 12. And you shall be led forth with peace. The mountains and the hills shall break forth before you into singing. And all the trees of the field shall clap their hands and celebrate your success. Hallelujah, somebody. Praise the Lord. Now, for all you young people that are in the house, I know you're struggling with, you know, raising family and so forth. You know, I did that some 30 years ago, you know, so I'm no longer struggling with raising family, you know, so sometimes, you know, well, we see these young people struggling and they're doing this and they're walking. I'm like, why are you walking on Sunday? You know, what's all of this? You know, then I realize that that's just wrong. But God will give you rest this year. Amen. Because it is vain for you to wake up early, for you to stay up late, only to eat the bread of affliction. And the bread of affliction. For so he giveth his beloved rest and sleep. You know, you say, well, I got to work two jobs. Well, I got to work three jobs. Well, all of that is fine. Because look, it is good for you to work hard. In fact, the Bible says to the young people, in the book of Lamentations, he said, look, you know, it's good that a young man should bear the yoke in his youth. You know, so do all of this hard work. It's good. But let me tell you, it's not because of your two jobs. It's not because of your three jobs. Look, anybody that works two or three jobs, they can make two or three times the money. That's fine. But that's not really a blessing from God. That's just, you know, you are doing. But what God is doing for you in 2017, or will do for you, is not going to be just because of your labor. Hallelujah. Of course, you will labor. Now, if you fold your arms, a little folding of the arms and a little slumber, so shall your poverty come as an armed man. You know, in the night. You know, so we're not going to fold our arms. We are going to work hard. But look, it's not just the working hard. It is the thing that, look, whatever I have, I put into his hands. And he can take five loaves and two fishes, and he can turn it to feed 5,000. Hallelujah. He will take whatever you have. You put it in his hands this year. And God will, and I want you to mark it down. This time, the following year, if the Lord should tarry, by the grace of God, you look back and you see what God did for you in 2017. Because it is going to happen, folks. It is going to happen. And you're going to know even more why it's going to happen next week by the grace of God. Because the devil is coming out in full swing. That's why it's going to happen. Because the Lord also said, when the enemy comes in like a flood, the Lord is, you know, I read it here, lift up a standard. We're going to show you that standard next week. He's going to lift up a standard that is going to cause something incredible in your lives. Hallelujah. But will you believe it? Let's stand to our feet here this morning. Ye shall go out with joy, and ye shall be led forth with peace. The mountains that used to be a block for you. That's right. The hills that used to stand in your way, this time they shall break forth into singing before you. And all the trees of the field, those are like people, folks, you know. All the trees of the field, God will line them up. Amen? Amen. You need to read or listen to the message, Divine Appointments. God will line up people that don't know about it. God will line up people that don't know why they are doing it. They will line up to celebrate your success. Amen. In fact, they will line up to help God build you up. God is going to build you up in this year. He said, thou shalt be built up, and I will restore the decayed places thereof. You know, the ruins and all the things in your life, you know, which have not gone too well. In 2017, hallelujah, my people, say the Lord, shall eat in plenty, and they shall never be ashamed. And they shall praise the name of the Lord Jesus, and they shall know that the Lord is their God. Amen. God is going to give you something incredible. But remember, folks, when riches increase, don't set your heart upon them. Hallelujah. Because they soon take wings and they fly away. You know, ours is not, we're not, we don't, you know, I don't care about this thing. But I will get them because the Lord promised them. Amen. That's right. It will come to me. It is mine. And in chains, they will come over. Hallelujah. The merchandise of Ethiopia. Hallelujah. The labor of Egypt. Men of Sabaeans. Men of stature. They will come over unto you. In chains, they will come over. Hallelujah. And they will come and acknowledge that God is within you. In the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. It's going to happen. Behold, I will give you the hidden riches of secret places. I will go ahead of you, and I will make straight the crooked places. I will cut asunder the gates of brass. I will break in pieces the bars of iron. In the name of Jesus Christ. Now, if you are here this morning, I'm going to pray a special prayer. Remember what I said. I've already been seeking the Lord about it, and God assured me that don't worry about it. I take, you know, it's under control. You just get the people to believe. That's all. You know, it's not you who's going to do it. You get the people to believe. Now, if I can get you to believe, and if I can get you to come and stand here in front of me, I am going to pray a prayer that will make sure that all these things we've declared and more come upon you and overtake you in 2017. Amen. Praise the Lord. So if that's you and you want me to believe God with you in prayer, come on forward and let's believe God together. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God has assured me that there is no prayer that I will pray for the people this year. If I will just believe God with them and ask them to believe God, that God will not do. Hallelujah. So I am believing God with you this year. Hallelujah. And I'm believing, you know, that 2017 will be a year like no other in your life. Can you say amen? It will be a year like no other in your life. Can you say amen? Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. I'm going to ask our pastors that are in the house, Emmanuel, Peter, Austin, John, you know, come. Let's join hands. You join hands here in front of the people. And let's believe God together. Praise the Lord. And I'm going to say a prayer. And I'm going to ask the pastors to believe God to help us. You know, lay their hands with you. Hold your hand. Do whatever. Agree with you in prayer. And I'll be agreeing with everybody. And God is going to do something wonderful for us. Amen. Amen, folks. Amen. This is my year. Amen. Amen. Can I get somebody to say that?
This is my year.
2017 is my year. Amen. Amen. Well, let me tell you why it is your year. Because the Lord said so. Amen.
Amen.
You know, because the Bible says in Lamentations 3:37, who is it that says something and it comes to pass when the Lord has not declared it? But once the Lord has declared it, when God has said it, all you have to do is say what God has said.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Don't worry about saying anything else. Don't try to believe something that God never promised. That's not going to work. But you believe what God already said.
Amen.
The quickest way for you to get your prayer answered is just repeating His word.
Amen.
Believing what He already said. And this is what God already said to you. In this year, ye shall be built up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In this year, the enemy shall not eat your corn.
Amen.
In this year, the enemy shall not eat your labor.
Amen.
Hallelujah. In this year, he said, Hephzibah and Beulah. If you have hitherto been called desolate or forsaken, he said, I'm going to turn all that around.
Amen.
Hallelujah. And after prayer, I'm going to ask the person to come and we're going to sing, He's Turning Me Around. I can see God turning my life around. Praise the Lord. But right now, believe God. I want to pray, pastors. First of all, I want these four men that are here, come and join hands for a minute. Zechariah said, the Lord showed me, He gave me a message to preach, not just for you. The Lord gave me a message to preach on that, and I'll preach it one day. Zechariah said, the Lord showed me, you know, four hammers and so forth, you know. And he said, these are the four things that come to free the people of God. But he also showed me four carpenters. Hallelujah. And these have come to free them. In the name of Jesus, I pray over these men of God. They will go in the midst of the people and they will free all the works of the devil. And the forces of the devil that have come against the people of God will be pushed back through their prayers in Jesus' name. Hallelujah.
Amen.
I release them to do it. Amen. Hallelujah. Now, go among the people and believe God with them. Hallelujah. Believe God with the people in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Hariba shende kesora la bakaya. Kausi dalima atokende riakuda huriba hashonderi mahalus katai. Jesus, I love you and I thank you for your people that are here today. I thank you because there shall not a one of them leave this place today without the assurance that 2017 is their year. And Lord, this year, because of all your great promises, wherein you have promised, for looking for somebody greater than yourself, you couldn't find it. Therefore, you swore by yourself that surely blessing, I will bless you in 2017. And the Lord will bless you. Hallelujah. The Lord will cause His face to shine upon you. The Lord will turn your situation around. The Lord will not give your corn anymore to be eaten by your enemies. In the name of Jesus. And the labor of your hand, you will enjoy. in the name of Jesus. And you shall no longer be termed forsaken. You shall no longer be termed barren. You shall no longer be termed desolate. Hallelujah. But the Lord will call your name Hephzibah, and the Lord will call your name Beulah. For the hand of the Lord will be upon you this year to bring forth the goodness of God in your life. Hallelujah. And I say unto you by the word of the Lord, that the word of God which he has spoken to you shall no longer be prolonged. But in this year 2017, it shall be spoken as it is spoken today, and it shall be accomplished in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Praise the name of the Lord. And ye shall no longer say that where is the promise of the Lord, and where is the promise that he has promised you? For I will do it swiftly, said the Lord. Yes, suddenly he will do it. Hallelujah. Suddenly he will do it. In the name of Jesus. Suddenly, Lord, do it and move upon the lives of your people. Even as the prayers are going forth today, every single prayer, every request, every desire in this place, Father, do it, Lord. In the name of Jesus. 2017 is their year. 2017 is the year of the people. Blessed be the name of Jesus. 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 Father, I thank you, Lord. I thank you because there is a word that has gone out of your mouth today, and it shall not return unto you, Lord. But it will accomplish the purpose for which it is sent. Hallelujah. You have sent it, Lord, today to lift up the people of God, that they may know of a certainty that God is going to build them up in 2017. That they may know that you are lifting them up in the name of Jesus. And the people that you have lined up, that they don't know about it yet, that are going to celebrate them, they are going to clap their hands for them, you have lined them up. Hallelujah. And you will do it to the glory of your name. Blessed be the name of Jesus. To this year, Lord, all the dry places where people have said, can even the Lord make an oasis in this dry Arizona? Yes, he will. And even more so, in the name of Jesus. The Lord said, I will do a new thing. Hallelujah. I will bring to pass even something that you have not even thought about. I can do it because I am the one that dried up the Red Sea. I am the one that stretched the heavens alone by myself. Hallelujah. And I did all these things. And it's a little thing for me, said the Lord, to do the thing that you are believing for. Hallelujah. Today, Lord, we believe you. Today, we thank you. And as we speak the word of God over the lives of your people, we believe that their lives will be changed. Their lives will be different. They will never be the same. And I'm praying and declaring the word of God for all the students that are in this place, in the name of Jesus. You will be head. Hallelujah. In fact, you will be head above shoulders above everybody else. There will be nobody like you. Hallelujah. You will be better than the best. In the name of Jesus Christ, God will turn it around. If you are struggling, he will open it up. He will turn it around. In the name of Jesus, the excellent spirit that was on Daniel will be upon you. Understanding dark sentences, he will bring it. Knowledge and understanding, in the name of Jesus. I declare for those that are in business that God will take you, you know, from where you have been struggling, he will take you to a place of heart. In the name of Jesus. And we give you rest this year. I declare by the power of God. In the name of Jesus. And I declare for families that are struggling. Hallelujah. You are struggling and so forth like that. God will give you abundance. In Jesus' name. He will meet your need. Hallelujah. And I also declare for marriages. 2017. Marriages will be stronger than ever before. God will heal the soreness, and God will heal, you know, the crookedness in all marriages, and they will be strong for Jesus. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name of Jesus. Blessed be the name. And in your travels, whether you are on the road, whether you are in the air, in 2017, the Lord, the eternal God, is your refuge. And underneath are his everlasting arms. And he will bear you up upon eagle's wings, in the name of Jesus. For he has given his angels charge over you to keep you in all your ways. Not some of your ways, all your ways. He will keep you in all your ways, in the name of Jesus Christ. Hallelujah. Blessed be the name of Jesus. And I declare for all the pregnant ladies, in the name of Jesus, you shall not bring forth for trouble. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will bring you forth. Say, I am the Lord. You know, shall I cause to bring forth? I mean, shall I cause to bring in the womb and not cause to bring forth? Shall I even cause to bring forth and then shut up the womb? Say, I am the Lord that does all these things. He that has given you the fruit of the womb, he will give you the strength to carry the baby in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. And 2017, we want to abolish all those sicknesses and so forth that traditionally accompany pregnancies. Let's abolish them in the name of Jesus. We abolish them in the name of Jesus. We abolish those sicknesses in the name of Jesus Christ. In 2017, you will have a pregnancy like never before. Hallelujah. You will carry the baby with joy. God, he will do it. Hallelujah. And everyone will bring forth at the appointed time. Hallelujah. None of you shall cast their young in the name of Jesus Christ. Oh, to God be the glory. Great things he has done. Hallelujah. If you have been prayed for or prayed with, you may go back to your seat so that we know who's left. If they've been prayed for or prayed with, you may return to your seats so we know who's left. And we're going to believe God. We will believe God. And the praise team can return to the stage. Hallelujah. All the prayers that have been given here tonight, I mean this morning, God is doing it. Hallelujah. For those that are still remaining, let's pray with them before we go into this prayer session. Hallelujah. God is going to give you something special this year. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. God already told you that you're on a collision course with destiny and with multiple miracles. And you'll see it. 2017 is your year. For all the things that are in your heart, it is this year. Hallelujah. Lord, we thank you. It is confirmed by the word of the Lord and by prayer. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Hallelujah.